New Yorkers are fiercely proud of their state's natural beauty. There are millions of acres of lakes, mountains, and untouched wilderness. So when they hear about pollution from the Midwest destroying their favorite fishing hole, they take it personally. Or at least the Attorney General does. Elliot Spitzer recently sent letters to the owners of 17 coal-burning power plants. More than half are in the Midwest. He plans to sue them, hoping to reduce the pollutants that drift across state lines. Judith Enck works for Spitzer in his Environmental Protection Bureau.
We have hundreds of biologically dead lakes and ponds in the Adirondacks. We have far too many New York children and adults suffering from asthma, so there needs to be a dramatic change in business as usual, and we think this litigation is going to get that change.
According to the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, acid rain has killed more than 500 New York lakes. A congressional report linked that pollution to Midwestern power plants. Enck and her colleagues began to investigate some of these plants and found they were in violation of federal law. These were older plants that were grandfathered in when the Clean Air Act was amended in 1990. They were exempted from tough pollution standards because they were approaching retirement. But Enck says they've gone to great lengths to keep their doors open.
The Clean Air Act states that if you're just doing typical operation and maintenance, you don't have to comply with the newer, tougher standards. But multi-million dollar improvements, such as new boilers or boiler replacements, were made at some of these power plants. And therefore, we think they should be considered for the newer, tougher, clean air standards that they'd have to comply with if they were a new plant.
The case may have national implications. Officials in New Hampshire are considering joining the lawsuit, and other northeastern states have expressed interest as well. David Hawkins is an attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
If this lawsuit is successful, it would likely stimulate additional investigations that might lead to lawsuits against other power plant operators, and it would certainly send a strong signal that they would not be able to continue patching up existing grandfathered power plants.
But the power plant owners say they've done nothing wrong. Pat Hemlep is a spokesman for the American Electric Power Company in Ohio. They own 11 of the 17 plants named by New York's Attorney General. He argues it's a case of routine maintenance.
The type of maintenance that we do at our facilities is consistent with what any other utility and what any other company does at a facility. If something breaks, we repair it or we replace it. We do preventative maintenance to keep things from breaking at inopportune times.
Up until now, negotiations on air pollution were taking place between the states. Representatives from the Northeast, the Midwest, the South, and the EPA tried to strike a deal on nitrogen oxide emissions. The talks failed, but the group planned to meet again. Now there's fear that this threatened lawsuit will kill their negotiations. Chris Jones is the director of Ohio's Environmental Protection Agency.
The New York Attorney General kind of came out of nowhere to do this. My understanding is didn't even talk to the New York Environmental Agency, but if we can negotiate a resolution of these issues, we will avoid what will be, no doubt, years of litigation. And while that litigation is pending, we won't be getting reductions in air pollution. And that's what we should all be focused on, not lawsuits.
But back at the New York Attorney General's office, Judith Enck says it was clear something needed to be done.
Our goal here is clean air, not necessarily litigation. We will have a very tough negotiating posture. However, we're our doors open and we're, you know, very willing to sit down with these utilities and try to reach some agreement prior to going to court.
The companies have yet to respond to New York's action. If they remain silent, the Attorney General will file a lawsuit on November 15th. As a result, these companies will find the negotiating table has become a lot smaller. It's just them versus New York's Attorney General and the looming threat of a long, expensive court battle. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Albany, New York.